Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Obi Young, president of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and director for the studios from Orlando, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone. This is Obi Young with Managing Safety, and today we're welcoming a new host to Managing Safety, and he's going to be based over on the West Coast. Good morning, John Mahaney. How are you today?
Good morning, Obi. I'm doing fine. Thank you. Happy to be here.
Great, great. I understand you're working with flight safety over there on the other side of the world. Tell us a little bit about what you do there and how many people are involved and what your specialty is.
Well, I've been there for actually 8 years this month. Amazingly, time flies. Started a couple years ago in the Twin Cessna program, teaching the 300-400 series Twin Cessna, and now I'm in the King Air teaching the 200 series primarily, and occasionally the King Air 90, E90, F90, something like that. So it's a combination of classroom and simulator training. Typically, it's recurrent training more often than initial, which is a three-day class. So we either start on Monday or Thursday and go for 3 days of classroom and simulator and train a good number of clients flying the airplane, professionally, more so professionally than owner pilots, lots of air ambulance, medevac type of operations, good number of military pilots that fly the C-12 as well. So it's a mix of, primarily the King Air 200, and they're all different.
Yeah, I went to flight safety for many years with the King Air E90 and a little bit on the 200 and then the Citation and the Lear and all, and many fond memories from many coffee rooms and donut areas there, lots of interaction there amongst the students and all. So normally when you have a class, how many folks are in it, just two people or four people or what? Or
it depends. Typically, one or two is typical. Occasionally I'll have four, but the rooms have six or eight seats, but it's typically one or two because it's a single pilot airplane. Occasionally you get a corporate crew, and there will be two, but normally it's just one person. So.
Right, and in the military, are they doing as much training today as they were, say, 5 years ago when you first started, or is that slacked off some or what?
It's actually increased. They send them to, Fort Rucker, Alabama, for their initial King Air training, actually Dothan, Alabama. But we've been working with more of them lately, and for whatever reason, since Long Beach has got a King Air 200 Level D simulator, they've been starting to come out here. So I've worked with quite a few, and in fact, we've got a local, Army Air Base, Joint Forces Training Base at Los Alamitos nearby that's 5 miles away, and so we're training most of them, and they come from around Southern California, so we're training a good number of military pilots now. I mean, it's much more than we used to, so we're doing, and they are required to train with us once every 2 years. Their training cycle with us is every 24 months, and then they do their own in-house training.
Right, I guess they go back to Rooker for the in-house training?
I think they go back to their units.
Okay.
That's my understanding. But they do their initial in Alabama, and They've got a C-12 simulator there. Ours is not like theirs, and I think the early model C-12s had different cockpits than the later model C-12s, but many of them are coming out here now to Long Beach, so we're seeing quite a few. It's typical that they're... I mean, it's not uncommon to see a couple of them in a month. So
I did my training there at Fort Rooker with the military there on one of my cycles with the FAA. So good group of people, good professional ran organization, as all the flight safety units are. How would you say your corporate flying is compared to 5 years ago? Is it increased or is it about the same or what? As far as the
on the King Air, it's decreased considerably. We don't have nearly as many Part 91 clients as we used to. It's far more Part 135. So, we just don't see too many owner-operators there are some corporate departments that train with us, but it's more the Part 135. That's really the bulk of our business right now.
So the 135 is on the increase, and the military is on the increase.
Right.
How about law enforcement? How is that? Do you do any law enforcement in the C-12 or in the 90?
Yeah. No, we still do. In fact, all the law, we do all the governments. So I mean, we have sheriff, we have police, we see them, state troopers, and I'm only speaking for the King here. So I don't know whether in citation they might have more corporate, and the Gulfstream probably has more corporate, but at least in the King here program, we're seeing more Part 135 than the corporate operators. So
okay.
You know, just the way the mix is right now. After what the recession hit 3 years ago, it really cut back quite a bit. So we see far fewer corporates than we used to.
Okay. So your business is maintaining, but it's changing and evolving with the needs of the community and aviation at the current time, I guess, is the best way to say that then.
Yeah, and after when the recession really hit 3 years ago, a lot of people suddenly looked at the price, you know, the cost of the hourly operating cost of the aircraft, and all of a sudden, you know, to fly a jet on a short distance didn't make any sense. So suddenly the King Air was very popular because it's more efficient and you can operate it for far less than you can, you know, even a citation. But a lot of the corporate departments were parking, you know, shutting down, parking the Gulfstreams and that sort of thing. So we got a lot of business because, you know, smaller, you know, turboprops were more efficient to operate on the shorter haul. So that helped considerably as well. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. I guess one of the things, I just met you over here at Sun and Fun here in Lakeland, Florida here. Comments about the show here at Lakeland, the Sun and Fun show.
I enjoyed it quite a bit. People had said it's a smaller version of Oshkosh, you know, Air Venture, and it was, but it's very manageable. I mean, I was able to walk around and see most of it in the day and a half that I was there. Just a nice, comfortable size. Met everybody that I wanted to meet, and it was fun to see everything. You know, the exhibit halls and that are a bit smaller, but they're still all there. So I enjoyed the flight line and seeing the air shows. You know, got to see the Thunderbirds on Friday evening, I guess, for about 30 minutes. So, no, I enjoyed it. First time there, and wish I'd been there before. But since it's on the other side of the continent, it just wasn't necessarily convenient for me, but I decided to make the trip. So I'm glad I did. It was a lot of fun.
Okay, John, and we're talking with John Mahaney with Flight Safety, who is one of our new hosts over at California, and we'll be coming back with you in just 1 minute.
Now, let's rejoin O.B. Young and Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios.
Hello again, this is O.B. Young with Managing Safety, and we're talking with a new host for Managing Safety, John Mahaney, who is out with Flight Safety in California. And John, you're based in what city again?
We're based in Long Beach, about 25 miles southeast of LAX.
25 miles southeast of LAX. I guess that's a little busy area out there, isn't it?
It's quite busy.
Okay. And speaking of busy events and things, we were just talking about Sun and Fun down in Lakeland, Florida, which is the second largest air show in the country, and I understand that you have plans, or you're going to try to go to Air Venture this year, and that will be happening on July 23rd through 29th, 2012 at Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Is that correct?
Yeah, I've been there several times, and I'm hoping to get back there again this year. Yeah, that's right. It's always a good time.
What do you normally do, and what are your plans this year for Oshkosh? Anything special?
I run all over the place. I'm like a little kid in a candy store, so there's just so much to see, and there's not enough time to do it. I tell people here that don't know what it's like, I say it's like Disneyland to the max. So I try to take in as much as I can. It's hard to, you know, there's always something else you want to see because everything is going on at the same time, but try to connect with old friends, meet some new friends, see what I can at the flight line, maybe the forums, something there. There's so much to see. It's just, you know, I do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and always come away with something.
And, of course, we can go to, I think it's Oshkosh 365 is what they put up last year, and we can do that this year. And if you're an EAA member, of course, go to the website there and find out more information about the things that you'd like to do. And you're a member of the EAA chapter there over in California, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm Chapter 7 here in Long Beach, so not to be confused with Financial Chapter 7, but I'm actively involved. I'm in Chapter 7. I'm like, what? No, it's not that. So we've got, I don't know how these numbers work. I mean, Chapter 1 is Riverside. We're Chapter 7. We've got Chapter 92 in Chino or Orange County and Chapter 96 in Compton, but I'm actively involved with Chapter 7 as a flight advisor, so write a monthly column for the newsletter, and you know, I'm part of their board. So that's the fun stuff, which I have to do, you know. So, I mean, my job at Flight Safety is a job, but, you know, I still have the passion for this very much. So I'm trying to be involved with people in airplanes whenever possible. So I greatly enjoy Chapter 7 and other things on the airport. Gosh, I'm part of Angel Flight. I recently signed up with Lighthawk, Civil Air Patrol, but I never get over there. So I'm totally negligent because my job keeps me, you know, I don't have a schedule, so I never know what's going on.
Now, you said you recently signed up with Light something or other?
It's Lighthawk. This might be new to you. They've been around for many years. They use airplanes for environmental purposes to take up photographers, reporters, sometimes politicians, because you can view an area from the air that you can't see from the ground, and just to see the impact that things have had on the environment that you might not be aware of otherwise. So they do a lot of land surveys and things like that. But whenever people have political motives and they want to do something to an area, you know, Lighthawk will go in and take a look at it from the air so people can see what's going on, because you can't always see the same thing on the ground. So
when you're a based organization or a national organization or what?
They're national. Their corporate offices are in, I believe, Wyoming, but the director is in Portland, Maine. They've got a staff that's scattered around the country. They've got probably 200 or 300 pilots in the U.S., Canada, Mexico. They're active in Central America. You supply the airplane and your time and go up and take somebody up to see a given area from the air and survey it, or you know, see things that you can't do from the ground. So I got involved with them about 2-3 years ago. So went to one of their conventions. An interesting group is lighthawk.org, I believe is what it is. So very interesting group. Unfortunately, ironically, I haven't been able to do any flying for them yet.
Well, it sounds like you're involved with many organizations, and we're going to be looking forward to you filing reports on some of these organizations in the future. And you say you're going to Oshkosh, and of course, I guess you'll be attending the AOPA Summit there in California. I believe it's Palm Springs on October the 11th through the 13th, 2012. Do you normally try to make the AOPA summits when they're there in California?
Yes, I do try to do that. When they're in Long Beach, is my backyard, but Palm Springs, I'll try to get out there for a day or two or whatever. So, yeah, we'll try to be there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, sounds good. We've been speaking with John Mahaney, who is with Flight Safety. He's one of our new hosts for Managing Safety, and he is working with Flight Safety over in California. And, John, anything new on the horizon for Flight Safety as far as within the coming weeks or months there at your job?
My job is pretty much the same, but the newest thing that they have, I guess to brag a little bit, is that we now have a cabin. They are offering cabin training for flight attendants, actually all crew members. So we've got a jet fuselage, a Gulfstream fuselage that they're using for cabin emergency training, and that started a few months ago. So that's a new thing. So because that's part of the job, you know, at least on larger corporate aircraft. So that's something that started up recently, and you know, that's getting busier, you know, as we speak. So that's the newest thing that they offer. But the King Air is pretty much trucking along, and you know, we're just staying busy with that. So just get people when their, you know, 6-month currency comes up, and they show up for 3 days, and we put them through the ringer. So just a normal thing. So that's about it.
I guess they get their instrument proficiency check and their pilot proficiency checks, and I guess y'all work with the WINGS program there at Flight Safety or not?
We do. For the Part 91 clients, we do the WINGS thing. For the 135, we don't. So, and everybody does not get involved in that. So I'm probably one of the few instructors that is active outside of it, outside of Flight Safety in that. But for the corporate people, we do the WINGS if they're interested. So some do it and some don't. Right.
Okay. Of course, we're encouraging everybody to participate in any safety program, whether it's with Flight Safety or any of the other industry providers, and of course with the FAA WINGS program. We've been talking with John Mahaney with Flight Safety today. He's one of our new hosts for Managing Safety. And we will see y'all next time. John, thank you so much. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Obie. Okay.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.